蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎收听今天的蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。在上期节目当中呢，查尔斯跟我们分享到了一个新的主题，其实呢跟之前的节目也是有关联的，就是圣经是真的吗？或者说就是圣经所说的是真的吗？我们之前一直在强调圣经是神的话语，我们也知道圣经是历时1500多年，有40多位作者共同写作出来的。那当然这个写作呢，不是像我们常人的说我自己有什么灵感或者我有什么样的构思然后去完成这样一本书，而是我们认知到是神自己亲自启示，或者说神使这些参与圣经写作的使徒也好，先知也好，亲身的经历神，所以才完成了这一本圣经。那当然前两天李诺在跟一个好朋友聊天的时候呢，他也提出一个疑问，就是为什么圣经有66卷书？为什么我们看到的圣经是现在这个样子的？那么以前在没有新约圣经或者说在旧约时代，这些圣经是怎么一步一步的被确认的呢？我想很多的朋友可能都有这样的疑问。那么在今天的节目当中呢，查尔斯会再一次的跟我们来聊一聊有关圣经的一些奥秘，或者说我们应该以怎样的态度去认识圣经。最重要的是还是我们要回到那个原点，就是上帝其实真的是掌管一切的上帝，包括圣经的确认以及圣经的形成。那我们先进入今天的蓝天绿洲。
How can we really trust what's in the New Testament? What about the other so-called Gospels out there? Maybe you've heard of them. The Gospel of Thomas or Philip. It's a common question these days, especially since Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code gained so much popularity throughout the world a number of years back.
我们怎么知道新约圣经的内容可信呢？另外一些所谓的福音又是什么呢？也许你听过多马福音或腓立福音，近年来常有人问这个问题，尤其是几年前的达文西密码这本小说风靡全世界之后。
How can we really know that our New Testament is not missing some books?
我们如何能确定我们的新约圣经收录书卷都齐全，没有缺漏呢？
Well, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15that what he taught to them is what was handed down to him. That means that true gospel teaching must align with that handed down truth which Jesus taught to his disciples. He says that all scripture is God-breathed, referring to the Old Testament, because the New Testament wasn't completed. But Peter, in 2 Peter 3:16, tells us that Paul's letters are scripture.
保罗在哥林多前书15章说，他所教导他们的都是他当日所领受的。这就是说，真正的福音教导必须和他所领受的一致，也就是和耶稣基督教导门徒的真理一致。他说，圣经都是神所默示的，指的是旧约圣经，因为当时新约还不完整。但是彼得在彼得后书3章16节告诉我们说，保罗的书信是出自神的经书。
The New Testament speaks for itself, doesn't it? Remember what John says at the end of Revelation? Anyone who adds to this is liable to judgment. John seems to be saying, listen, this is the final book. There won't be any more after this. And historically, that's how Christians have thought through the centuries.
这就表明新约圣经能为自己解说，对不对？还记得约翰在启示录最后的话吗？他说，若有人在这预言上加添什么， 神必将写在这书上的灾祸加在他身上。约翰似乎在说，听着，这是最后一本，在这之后没有别的经书了。这也成了历代基督徒一直坚守的教导。
But how do the early Christians discern what should be in the New Testament? Well, take a listen to a segment from this new DVD that addresses this in the documentary, The God Who Speaks.
但是初代教会的基督徒如何分辨哪些书卷应该纳入新约圣经当中呢？让我们来听一段录音，摘录自新纪录片《说话的神》。
There were criteria that the church used to recognize these. And these criteria are essentially three. Apostolicity, which means the book is either written by an apostle or an associate of an apostle. That's the most important criterion. Secondly is orthodoxy. Does the book conform to what we know to be true from the other books that we know to be inspired? The Gospels were the very first ones almost surely to be accepted. We don't have any period when there was a time where there's any hint that they were not accepted. And then the third criterion is Catholicity. It doesn't mean Roman Catholic, it means accepted by the majority of the churches.
教会有鉴别正典的标准，必要的条件有三个。第一，使徒性。意思是这卷书必须是由使徒或与使徒有关的人所写，这是最重要的准则。其次是正统性。就是说，这卷书跟我们已经确定是神默示的书卷是不是一致？所以福音书是最早被纳入为正典的，没有任何一个时代的人曾经怀疑他们的认受性。第三则是大公性，这不是指罗马公教，而是指能被当时大部分的教会所接纳。
When you look at the state of the canon in the early church, there's two important facts to get right about it. One is to recognize that very early that there is a core collection of books that the church recognized almost out of the gate. And what that means is by the second century, we've got 22, maybe 23 out of the 27 books already there. That's one thing to recognize.
如果我们仔细去看初代教会经书的情况，会看到两个重要的事实。第一，我们要知道初代教会刚开始建立的时候已经有一批主要书卷的权威得到了认可。具体的说，在第二世纪前已经有22或23卷被认定为正典。
But there's a second thing to recognize, and that is that there were some books that were disputed. We have some books that, you know, we can call the books around the edges or the peripheral books, the smaller books that there was some more controversy about. And these would be books like 2 Peter and James and Jude and 2nd and 3rd John.And there was some controversy about some of these books. There was discussion about them.
第二，我们要知道，有些书卷的权威性在当时仍然未有定论。有些书卷被称为边缘书卷或附加书卷，它们的篇幅比较小，还有些争议性。例如，彼得后书、雅各书、犹大书和约翰二书、三书。
The kind of books that typically were disputed were little books. And this is noteworthy.Small books, for obvious reasons, were not as impactful in the literature of the day. They weren't read as often, they weren't as widely known, they were cited less, so that they weren't familiar across different geographical regions. So it would take more time to recognize these books, and you can understand why they might be disputed more than others. But here's what's interesting.
当时有不少讨论和争议，而引发争议的多半是一些短小的书卷，这一点很值得我们留意。在当时，这些短小的书卷很显然不够影响力，他们没有常常被拿出来读，不是很多人熟悉，也比较少被人引用，所以他们并没有在很多地区广为流传。因此，要确定这些书卷的权威需要花比较多的时间，也因此他们比其他书卷更容易引起争议。
Despite occasional challenges here and there, once the church had reached a consensus on these 27 books, that consensus has been wide and long-standing.And I think that's an encouraging truth for us as Christians. We can look at the church through the ages with a great deal of unanimity around these books. Not absolute unanimity, where there's never an objection from any quarter, but a predominant unity, which I think is evidence of the Spirit's work in the church to receive these 27 books and just these 27 books.
不过有一点很有意思，就是虽然过程中偶尔遇到一些挑战，但是当教会达成共识，确立了新约圣经的27卷经书之后，这个共识得到了广泛和长远的支持。 我认为这对我们基督徒来说是个令人振奋的真理。我们看到了历代以来的教会对新约这些书卷一致的认同，虽然不是毫无意见的绝对认同，但是也能够极大程度上的一致认同。我想这就证明了圣经在教会中动工，使这27卷书成为正典，而且只限于这27卷书。
Series called Is the Bible True this week, and that was Dr. Dan Wallace from Dallas Seminary and Dr. Michael Kruger, both New Testament scholars, speaking in the documentary The God Who Speaks, talking about what makes a New Testament book authentic and how the church came to recognize these.
我们这个系列的主题是圣经真实吗？刚才我们听到的是达拉斯神学院的丹·华里士博士和麦克·克鲁格博士在纪录片《说话的神》当中的谈话。他们都是新约圣经的学者，告诉我们新约正典如何确立，教会如何取得共识。
But what about the competing books that aren't in the New Testament? Again, Dan Wallace from Dallas Seminary helping us answer that question.
但是那些没有被列入新约全书的书卷又如何呢？丹华里士再次跟我们解释
：Why don't we include some of these other books, like the Gospel of Thomas or Philip or Mary, or Third Corinthians, or Paul's letter to the Laodiceans, or the Acts of Paul, or the revelation of John. There's a second revelation of John besides the one that's in the New Testament, or the revelation of Peter. Why don't we include these books in the New Testament? There's a fundamental reason why none of those are included, and that is they are not first century documents. So they could not have been written by an apostle or an associate of an apostle. That right there excludes all of these documents.
为什么有些书卷没有被列入新约圣经中成为正典呢？例如多马福音、腓利或玛利亚福音、哥林多三书、保罗致老底家教会书信或是保罗行传，甚至约翰的第二部启示录或彼得的启示录等等。这些书卷为什么不能成为圣经的一部分呢？有一个最基本有力的原因，就是这些书全都不是第一世纪的文献，所以他们绝不可能是使徒或与使徒有关的人所写的，所以不能把他们看作圣经正典。
What about the competing texts? Well, the reason they shouldn't be taken seriously is because none of them were written in the first century. That's enough for us to agree that they shouldn't be included in the New Testament, but it gets worse. If you read these competing texts, in quotation marks, and take them as scripture, you'll find there are contradictions with our New Testament books.
那些与新约全书一起竞选的其他文章不能被列入圣经之中，因为他们全都不是第一世纪的作品。这个理由已经非常充分，他们确实不应该成为圣经的一部分。不过，更糟糕的是，如果你读了这些文章，以为他们是圣经，就会发现他们和现今的新约圣经有不少矛盾的地方。
The Gospel of Thomas tells us that the end goal is for women to become men at the end of the age. Well, the New Testament is clear that men and women will be all around the throne distinctly.Men and women worshiping the Lord. We keep our identity when we go to see Jesus. That's just one example. We don't have time to go through other examples, but there's a reason these texts haven't become a part of the church for 2,000 years.
多马福音说，女人的最终目标是要在末世的时候变成男人。但新约圣经清楚地说明，在神的宝座前敬拜神的有男也有女，男就是男，女就是女。我们按着本来的身份来到主耶稣面前。这只是其中的一个例子，我们没有时间举更多例子。我只是希望你明白，这样的文章没有被列入圣经当中是很有理由的。
This shows us that God is faithful to preserve His word. That's a word of encouragement for us.He hasn't left us to figure things out by ourselves. He's actually breathed out His word for us to take and read.
这些事实让我们看到神信实地保守了他自己的话语，以此大大地鼓励了我们。神没有任凭我们自己摸索，圣灵确实默示了神的话，给我们拿起来读。
Those old words, take up and read, changed St. Augustine's life. He was living in sin, debauchery.By his own confession, yet he heard little children singing on the other side of a wall, take up and read, in Latin, of course, and he began to read. And as he read, the Lord just took hold of his life and turned him into a humble servant for the rest of his days on earth.
拿起来读，这句话改变了圣奥古斯丁的生命。他原本活在罪中，生活放荡，但是他听到了一个小孩在墙的另一边唱道，拿起来读，他就开始读圣经，神就抓住他，改变他，使他一生谦卑服侍神。
And that's what he can do for you through his word. Take up and read. God is faithful. His book is trustworthy.
神的话同样可以在你身上动工。拿起来读，神是信实的，他的圣经也是可靠的。
The main point, though, is that our New Testament is all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. I can't say that too many times. It speaks of his death for our sin. It proclaims his resurrection from the dead. It promises his return with life. That's a true mark of authenticity because these authors saw Jesus after he died. They are trustworthy.
我的重点是这本新约圣经的中心是耶稣，耶稣是一切的中心。这句话我可以不厌其烦地一说再说。新约圣经说到了耶稣为我们的罪而死，宣告了耶稣从死里复活，应许了耶稣再次回来。新约圣经正统性的真正标志是，这些作者在耶稣死而复活之后亲眼见过他，所以值得我们信任。
So, I need to ask you, do you believe his word? Have you placed your faith in the Lord Jesus and his word? It is a word of life and truth. It tells us that we are fully known, yet fully loved.
现在我必须问你，你相信神的话吗？你信靠主耶稣和他的话吗？他的话是生命和真理。告诉我们，神完全了解我们，爱我们。 今天查尔斯跟我们分享的内容呢，其实还是挺特别的。为什么呢？可能有一些的朋友呢会关注到圣经正典的形成，但是大部分的朋友呢有可能从来没有往这个方面想过。但事实上呢，我们会有一些相关的疑问，会觉得为什么圣经是66卷书，为什么又是这66卷书呢？而查尔斯今天透过节目，也透过说话的神纪录片里面的一些片段呢，就给我们解释了一部分问题的答案，让我们知道 其实神在历世历代当中都有保守的工作。我想最重要的就是我们一定要认识到我们的神呢是真神，而且是活神。也就是他不仅在旧约时代他带领以色列人，在新约时代耶稣带领那个时代的人，今天呢他同样也带领我们。而圣经作为一个宣扬神话语，或者说人们认识神最重要的一个途径呢，神当然不允许他出现什么样的错误。所以从这个角度来说呢，我们应该更切实的去明白到神呢他是自始至终一直掌管这个世界的。当我们了解到神是真神，神是活神的时候呢，我们就明白原来一切都在他的允许或者说他的掌管当中。当然了，我们还是要以圣经，也就是神的话语作为一个参考的标准，是一个真理的衡量标准。就是我们面对生活当中的点点滴滴的时候，我们就要意识到，哎，我这样子的行为，我这样的举止是否是合乎神的心意的。又或者说我们见到一些的现象，我们身边发生一些事件的时候呢，我们以神的眼光去看待的时候，我们就知道这件事情到底是好还是坏，对这个社会或者对身边的人有好的影响还是负面的影响。所以说圣经真的很重要，就像查尔斯在节目当中所提到的，拿起来读是一个很简单的动作，但其实也是一个重要的决定。就是说我们愿意去认识神，我们愿意去读神的话语，愿意让神的话语来引导我们人生的方向。所以亲爱的朋友，你愿意拿起来读吗？盼望你可以好好的读一读圣经。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@良友.net， 短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢朋友您今天的收听，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。